Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
Yes, I had a charge on my credit card from this. I found this number through my bank, and I don't recognize where it's from, and I'm wondering what merchant you represent.
We represent over 100 different vendors. If you provide me with your zip code, I'll be happy to assist you.
84101.
Is it Janet? Janet's Chris.
Yes.
Chris, okay. And may
Yeah,
you please
Christensen.
verify your address for me?
35 West Broadway, number 502, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you. And just a moment while the system pulls up your account.
It looks like it was created on September 20th, whatever you ordered. The thing up at the top said that I am. Do you remember ordering anything like that on September 20th? That was what created the account. And it's not being for 6 months. I'm for Mr. Evo Trainer. I hope you put with that. So if you know, you can download the app. But whether you actually signed into it or did anything with it, it signed you up to the description.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm still waiting on the system to load up your account.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do see where you paid $7.95 on December the 15th for to enter the sweepstakes to win the Crusette, which is a kitchen pot. And you did not cancel within the certain amount of days that it stated you had to cancel in the terms and conditions, so you are being enrolled into our factory direct savings store and more for more entries in the contest.
Okay, but then I have another charge under that for $67.
That is the charge, ma'am.
$67 to enter a
state? Yes, ma'am. We stated that in the terms and conditions.
Okay, this is fraudulent. I did not. It said I was enrolled for a free drawing. It said nothing about a charge.
No, ma'am, it is not fraudulent. Ma'am, I can only do a 30% refund.
A what?
I can only do a 30% refund.
Go ahead and do that, but I'm going to dispute this with my bank. There was nowhere that I entered that had any of this information.
Ma'am, only thing, if you do a dispute with your bank, what they're going to do is give you the money back as a credit. And once they get in contact with us and they read the terms and conditions and see that it's a valid charge, what they're going to do is take their money back and they're going to let you know that everything is valid.
Okay, I need to get that 30% refund, and then I want specific contact information where I can go in and look into this, and I want some information sent that shows me that that's what I signed up for.
I cannot send you anything, ma'am. You're welcome to go back on the page that you ordered on and go to the bottom and read the terms and conditions.
I don't even know what page I ordered that on. I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
But could you hold for a moment while I get your refund process and get the account canceled?
Okay. When I'm done, this is a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you when I'm done.
It's America First or the Visa Company?
It's this. I'll tell you when I'm done. It's not America First.
Okay, ma'am, I do have your account canceled, and I do have your refund. Have you refunded, which should be back in your account within 3 to 7 business days. And when you're ready, I can provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay.
C as in cat, 263-436-295.
And can you tell me how I can trace down these conditions? Because I can't find an email. I think it happened with the Target order, but I can't see any email that I ever got with any of this information. Can you tell me how I can look at that?
Let me see. Okay. Okay, the website is, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
GetAmazingProductsToday.com. And when you scroll,
now I need to reach them to find
ma'am.
Yeah.
And you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can say it's the worst terms and conditions. It's kind of small, but you click on it, then they pop up big over the screen, then you can read everything, and it tells you that there.
And is it normal not to get any kind of email confirmation or anything about this?
You have an email with your regarding your refund, and I did provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay, I mean as far as looking into how I never got any confirmation after this transaction, and I also haven't received an email from you yet. Did you send it or?
Yes, ma'am. I sent it. Probably just didn't process it, but I sent the email regarding the refund.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Thanks.